FM.
I'm just as good a singer as Caruso. Have you heard me sing? Have you ever heard me sing? Oh, well, you see right there now. Right there, we have a little disagreement.
The history of rock and roll.
I happen to be just as good as him. A good singer. You have to listen closely. But I hit all those notes. And I can hold my breath three times as long if I want to.
Another singer who's had a huge effect on the styles of other rock vocalists is Buddy Holly. This is his recording of It's Raining in My Heart.
And it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh. But soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, raining in my heart.
Bobby Goldsboro, who played for 2 years in Roy Orbison's band, displays a mixture of country and pop roots similar to those of Buddy Holly.
Little thing that you do, make me glad I'm in love with you. Little thing that you say, make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm
when Little Things burst onto the record charts, and 68, the year of Honey, Bobby Goldsboro shifted from the rock field to become a ballad specialist.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Adam Wade also had a way with a ballad, as he showed in 1962 with Take Good Care of Her.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations. Ever loved. the situation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Take good care of her. Take good care of her.
The rockumentary resumes in a moment with Ray Stevens, who made a radical shift between Ahab the Arab and our next song.
The history of rock and roll.
Itemize the things you covet as you squander through your life. Bigger cars, bigger houses, term insurance for your wife. Tuesday evenings with your harlot, and on Wednesdays it's your charlatan.
Stevens, the rockumentary moves to the distinctive style of Johnny Mathis, heard earlier in the pop chart sweep. He talks about his beginnings for the history of rock and roll.
The first recording session was handled by Mitch Miller, and Ray Conniff did the arrangements and conducted the orchestra. I didn't have a clue as to how to sing the song Wonderful, Wonderful, because I like to swing a little bit, and it was just a simple two-beat song. Foxtrot, I guess you'd call it. And I was jazzing it up a little bit. So finally, Mitch Miller gave me a little advice as to how to sing it. And it was so simple, he wanted me to sing it so simply that I felt, well, we'll cancel this song out because nobody's going to buy it. It's so square sounding. And I'll try to make the other songs on the date the big song. We had a couple of other songs to do. It's Not For Me To Say and When Sunny Gets Blue. So I concentrated mostly on them. I sang Wonderful, Wonderful exactly the way Mitch told me to. And needless to say, his advice has turned out to be a godsend for me.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air.
The year of Wonderful, Wonderful was also the year of Ed Townsend's powerful For Your Love.
For your love, oh, I would do anything. I would do anything for your love. would go anywhere. I would go anywhere for your kiss. I would do
Turner has one of the great voices of rock and roll and rhythm and blues, a voice which is apt to set off sympathetic vibrations in the throats of listeners. Her husband, Ike Turner, shares credit with her on recordings, but does no singing. He writes and tends to the music, while she wails enough for both of them. River Deep, Mountain High, produced by Phil Spector, is one of their best-known recordings. Though it was not a huge commercial success in the United States, it hit number one in England. The Turners and Spector recalled making the record for the history of rock and roll.
Spector, and I asked him about producing a record on Tina, and he said he would. He started working with this tune, River Deep, Mountain High.
You had a lot of people who maybe couldn't distinguish between noise and controlled music. I mean, people just were, and a lot of people had ideas of what Tina Turner should do.
At the beginning of the recording session, I found that there were a lot of musicians, two or three piano players, which didn't really mean anything to me because recording isn't something I dreamed of. Like, all I have to do is my part. This has never excited me to have strings or to have 26 pieces.
Documentary continues with an earlier hit by Ike and Tina Turner.
The history of rock and roll.
Darling.
Yes, Tina.
You're starting to get next to me.
Honey, that was my plan from the very beginning.
Darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this could be.
What do you mean?
Tell you something,
I've
been to see the preacher man.
A preacher man? You must be losing your mind.
I started
what?
Started making wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Work out.
It's gonna work out fine as Ike Turner's only vocal appearance on any of their big records. It all began for Ike and Tina with a record which was sort of an accident. Ike Turner talks about it.
I wrote this tune, A Fool in Love, and Tina wasn't exactly singing with us then. We went to the recording studio to record, and the guy didn't show up. So I decided to put Tina on. So I put her on, and I played the piano, drums, and bass. And we couldn't afford a musician those days. Atlantic turned it down, and so did Columbia. And the guy from Sue Records, he didn't have enough money to pay me for the tape. It wasn't but $225. He said he'd put it out, you know, but he didn't have the money right then. So I told him, cool. So we gave him the tape. And like in 3 weeks, man, the record was gone.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong? You're just a fool, you know you're in love.
Dusty Springfield is a singer with a style considerably different from that of Tina Turner. The Look of Love was a hit for her in 1967.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look
resumes with a 1967 record which made a new star out of a veteran studio musician.
The history of rock and roll.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind.
Glenn Campbell, a former recording studio guitarist, found his voice in 67, also the year of a big record for Joe Tex, Show Me. Joe Tex offers this definition of soul for the history of rock and roll.
My definition of soul is the person who takes what they're doing, whether it's singing, dancing, painting, writing a poem, no matter what it is, and does it so well that it makes you feel and know what they're saying or what they're doing.
Vocalist chapter of the rockumentary closes with another sample of soul. Lou Rawls talks about it.
But actually, my definition of soul, personally, is that it's just truth. Man, do you think soul is something that you learn or something? I said, no, you can't learn it. You got to live it. See, if you live truth, then you live soul.
For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When you're in my arms, I'm a king on the throne. But when we're apart, I walk the streets alone. One day happiness, the next day loneliness. Love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When love brings so much joy, why must it bring such pain? Guess it's a mystery that nobody can explain. To keep on loving you, 'cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though. I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
You've got a person that has been, you know, like knocking around, working in this little place and that little place for nothing a night. You know, just the fact that they could do it, you know, and maybe drive 50 miles on a 47 Plymouth like I used to do, right, with the doors tied on with coat hangers, you know, and just so I could get on the stage and sing. No money involved.
Lou Rawls went through some hard beginnings, as did the singers in the next section of the history of rock and roll, some of whom are still going through hard times. Their life is revealed in their music, and their music is the blues. The History of Rock and Roll presents 2 hours of modern blues, beginning with Ray Charles, in a moment.
The History of Rock and Roll.
Thank you.